USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will also be wearing a mask in public spaces throughout. Is it possible that mask mandates are going to make a comeback?
In a Saturday interview with CNN, former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke out in defense of masking up amid today's rising COVID cases.
If, in fact, we get to the point where the volume of cases is such and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything, recommends that people wear masks, I would hope that they abide by the recommendation.
I'm Corey Myers.
The U.S. Capitol physician says Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not currently suffering from any serious neurological ailments. In a letter reported Tuesday, Dr. Brian Monahan said he did not see any evidence McConnell had suffered a stroke, seizure, or Parkinson's-related issue. McConnell's health has been in question since a bad bump on the head early this year and subsequent freeze-ups during news conferences. The U.S. government could run out of money by October 1st if a deal isn't reached between Democrats and Republicans in Washington. Top White House economic policy advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC both sides must negotiate in good faith.
If one party is saying we will never raise taxes, even on millionaires and billionaires who pay an 8% effective tax rate, something this president just foundationally disagrees with, we're stuck. So
the White House is working with leaders, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, on another continuing resolution to fund the government at least through early next year. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
The leaders of North Korea and Russia are reportedly set to meet on how they might help one another.
North Korea's dictating leader, Kim Jong-un, is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. I'm Lance Pry.
Another of four Proud Boys leaders convicted of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots is now headed to prison. On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Enrique Tarrio to 22 years. Tarrio was not there on the day of the January 6th riots, but prosecutors successfully painted him as, in their words, a general rather than a soldier that day. Tarrio was one of four Proud Boys leaders to be convicted on the Civil War era charges. The White House is recommending familiar COVID-19 precautions be taken as the nation moves from summer over to fall and winter. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had some recommendations on Tuesday.
Updated vaccines that will be available mid-September, widely available at-home COVID tests.
She said the Biden administration is encouraging everyone to get their updated COVID-19 vaccine alongside their annual flu shot. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the jumbo truck.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.